Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact.
He's totally sober, she's not that drunk.
He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hey, we are up and running. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. That's it. That's all we have left is the podcast. That's all we have left in life is the podcast and a bunch of pending deals.
The podcast, we started it in our lowest of lows. Do you know that?
Yes. Or your lowest of lows. That was my highest of highs.
It was?
No. After my house burnt down and I lost all my Jordan sneakers.
Oh, I thought you didn't know when the podcast started.
And not only did I lose my sneakers, I had some nice Kango hats, you know, like the hat hats. Not the ones that look like this. The derbies.
Mm-hmm. I still nice think ones. About clothes that I lost in the fire. I was like, oh, damn.
I think about it a lot.
I had a pair of pants that were just,
I think the most.
I think about them all the time.
I think the most I think I lost in the fire was trust.
Good one.
Huh?
That's very...
And,
I don't know how to... Huh? I don't know how to laugh at that.
Wow, folks.
My thing, by the way, I talked about the whole thing. I just realized on Ari Shaffir's show, Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Like, you can see it now. It's out. I don't know. It must be on demand or something.
So I would have loved, like, 2 years later, the fire department give us a report and go, oh, we know how it started. Someone flicked a cigarette or someone walked by or... I remember when they were saying they had all kinds of fucking analogies, or would that be the word? Anyhow, it doesn't matter. It's way in the past, and that's why I get so scared living anywhere. I want to live in a fireproof house. Oh, so I talked to anyhow.
Oh my God!
I talked to Kevin.
What? You're a mess.
I'm not a mess. First of all, real quick, a couple plugs. If you're going to Amazon, Amazon.com.
You're not going to remember what you're going to say.
Yes, I do. No. Amazon.richvoss.com. Amazon.richvoss.com. I think it's working a little.
What?
The people that go to Amazon and do Amazon.richvoss.com. And also go behind the wall. There's stuff behind the wall. Oh, you know what we have to put behind the wall? That show, the live show we did last, Would You Bang Them? How do we get a copy of that? I'll get it from Don Wickland.
Okay. I don't know. It doesn't seem like stuff you're supposed to talk about on your podcast.
Yeah, so people go behind the wall.
Yeah, but how do you get it? Oh, how do we put it back there?
Well, no, we'll get it, and then Rob will put it back there. I haven't gone behind the wall. I don't know what's behind the wall. I'm selling behind the wall, and I don't know what's... I've never been behind the wall. Have you?
Mm-mm.
Do we have to pay? Do you think we have to pay to go behind a wall to see our own stuff? Oh, that's tricky, isn't it?
Okay.
tricky. So go behind a wall. It's like, what, $2 a month or something?
$1.99.
Big deal.
You know it and everybody knows it. Don't act like you don't know.
Amazon.richvoss.com, $1.99, and then you'll...
Wait, those are two different things.
Yeah, these are two different things.
You got coffee all over here.
And then I'll get into what I'm going to get into, and I'll tell you why we need you to do this kind of stuff. Anyhow, this weekend I'll be in Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection. Sunday, a one night or somewhere. They have me in Mass. I got to look it up. I forgot I had to do the Sunday. So Friday and Saturday, Rhode Island. I don't know what day
Rhode
to
Island
drive.
What? Funny Providence, Bone?
No, the Comedy Connection.
Comedy Connection. Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, in Rhode Island.
You just kept saying Rhode Island. Say the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island.
Comedy Connection in Rhode Island. Okay. And then next, I got privates next weekend. A private somewhere in Philly.
You make it sound so dirty.
And tonight, well, anyhow, listen. So go to the Comedy Connection. Go to my website. December looks wide open for me. I have a slow December. Except Buffalo. I'm in fucking New Year's Eve in Buffalo. Could it be any worse? Colder, I mean. You know what I mean? Buffalo. So here's... And I'll talk about my drive back from Rochester and whatever Bonnie wants to talk about. Bonnie walked the dog today. We could talk about that. The dog...
Really?
No, I'm only kidding. So I talked... We looked at buying a house.
No, I don't want to. Oh my God. Really? Just like get, let's just, I'm not, because I know you. You'll just start talking financials and you'll just lay it all out there. You don't need to talk about this shit.
I'm not going to talk finance. I'm going to talk about the house and get people's opinion.
No, I don't want anyone's opinion.
Why?
I just don't.
You don't want anybody's opinion?
No.
Nobody's.
Not on a podcast. It's so weird.
Well, that's what you talk about. What's going on in your life on a podcast? What do you think you're going
to
talk about?
I don't want to.
Do you want to talk about comics we don't like that we think are overrated?
No.
Okay.
I want to have just a normal conversation with you.
So the house we were looking at, though, it's really, there's so many rooms in it. The backyard is so big. It's right next to a golf course, 10 feet away. I could go practice every day. So I talked to the realtor. He goes, well, I'm going to put an offer in today.
We're not going to get the house.
Why?
I just know. I just
we could put
know
an offer
already.
In. He goes, you have 10 grand to put in escrow? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could do that. If you make an offer, you know, they just want 10 grand and...
Really?
Yeah, that's how they do it. But it's so scary to jump into something this big. Move. Look around. Look at everything we have to move.
The moving part, I don't care about at all. It's like you hire a mover and
no, we're not going to hire movers.
I don't understand that.
To do the big stuff, we'll get all the little stuff over there.
But why?
Because...
Were they going to drive away with our shitty stuff?
No, they're not going to... You don't know how they pack it. We got to throw out stuff.
Yes, organize. We organize our stuff and pack up our stuff, but then you get movers to do it.
We do it, but here's how you do it. Then we get everything that we don't want, that we're going to keep, that we don't want to keep, and we have a house sale indoors. And people come in... And you put prices on everything and they come buy the stuff you don't want.
An estate sale?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
I'm fine with that.
But then the people will come and go, oh, that's Rich Voss. What happened? Why is he selling all this stuff? I mean, I would throw it out, but I don't like throwing stuff out. I'd rather give it away.
Oh, my God.
I give it away.
Aren't you glad you tuned in? Listen to this shit. Glad you're taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to I'm Rich Voss. I'm selling stuff. And then it's like you could see your brain at work. It's like,
what?
You're like, you started to think about like, oh, Rich Voss selling stuff, that might not look too good. And then you had to spin it into like, no, it's really because I'm a good person.
Yeah, I'll give it away.
Oh, my God.
We had to throw out a rug yesterday because the dog peed all over it. See, here's what we got to do.
Oh, my God. Please stop talking.
Can I explain something to you folks?
Honestly, I think it'd be better a podcast if we just both were silent. And our time is up.
Listen, here's the problem. And I'm going to tell you people out there the problem with buying it, why it's so stressful.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, like my house now, my townhouse, I don't owe a lot on it. I sell it. After I sell it, you know, I'll have a big hunk of money that I would put in on the new house. and that would take the pressure.
Hunka.
But I have to hold two mortgages. What I have to do. Can I explain to them? They need to know.
No, I don't. What are you talking about?
Yes, because people
then we dive right into religion right after this.
Okay. So the problem is, in order for us to sell this townhouse, it's my townhouse and Bonnie's where we live now. It's so cluttered and full of stuff. The carpets upstairs, both of them, there's two carpets, one in my kids' room and one in our room. I'm telling you, if you counted it, there'd be 70 pee stains from the dog and Bonnie. So there would be 70 pee stains.
I know exactly how many of those are mine.
So what we would have to do, this is what we would have to do to sell this townhouse, is move into the other place, get everything out of here. Everything.
Repaint.
Put two new carpets in. Have it completely
like,
clean.
Like, who is this interesting to? Like, what
to people? What are you kidding me? There's a show I listened to on the radio the other day called Real Estate Today. People care about real estate. On the radio, I was listening to Real Estate Today. So what I'm saying is,
would you want to say it again?
Real Estate Today, I listen to. So people.
So that's the, so. People, just so you know, there. If this is in any way interesting to you, there's people that are doing it better.
Okay.
Real Estate Today.
What I'm saying is I talk about stuff that...
Is it on Sirius?
No.
You're listening to regular radio?
Yeah, it was in a rental car. I didn't have Sirius. Oh. And second of all, it was probably some paid... people buy the
time
space.
I'm sure there's podcasts that are just like...
Yeah,
about real estate. Of course.
Yes, but a lot of our fans are going through what we're going through with buying and selling. So we put it out there. We go, because we're just like everyday people, even though we're celebrities. You know, we're regular.
We're poor.
We're not poor.
We are.
No. We got a lot.
But if I had taken the stance that we have money, you would then be like, no.
No, not a lot.
Yes, because...
not tons.
See?
We got enough to get us through a couple months.
We're exactly middle class.
Yeah, we're middle class.
Lower middle class.
No, we're not lower middle class. Are you crazy? If we were, then we'd get Obamacare.
Oh.
Fucking health insurance in New Jersey.
Do you know what I started thinking about, though? Seriously?
If you
have a kid, the thing that we need to do differently is get affordable internet plans. That's what the next president should be working on. Because if you have kids, it's do you know how expensive it is? It's way more than healthcare.
No.
Yes, it is.
You really want me to tell you what healthcare costs now?
With the movies and the, I'm telling you, internet needs, we need internet revamping in terms of cost.
See, that's...
We're a family of three, and it's outrageous.
I'll tell you, that was Hillary's stance. She might have won, huh?
She might have won. Why didn't somebody think of that, to run on internet...
platform.
Reimagined something.
Reimagined?
I couldn't think of really what... I've
reinvented?
No. It wasn't re. It doesn't start with re.
Reconsider?
I just went there because I couldn't think of the actual word.
Retain, restrain, refrain... repeat, reveal. Just a lot of words with re in front of it.
It's not re.
When you're playing Scrabble online, you can't use re. There's like no words that
like retail?
Yeah, a lot of them. Well, retail, yes, but no, retail. Retail is a word on Scrabble, but
retail
not...
Retail is, but not, not retail. Retail.
Anyhow, so healthcare is up $500 a year in New Jersey.
We discuss a lot of different things on this podcast. We're doing...
$500 a month, not a year. What? A month, my health care. Our health care between
I'm telling you, my internet is like close to that with the phones and the...
I'm talking... No, it's going to be hundreds.
I bet it's more. I pay more than $500 a month in...
No, it's going up $500 a month from $1,100. It's going to be $1,600 a month for health insurance.
That's insanity. Don't pay it.
Oh, we're not going to have health insurance?
You just go to the emergency room. That's a drain on fucking taxpayers, man.
What?
The emergency room.
Well, so is Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act.
Well, it's got to do something.
You know, I'm paying this extra money...
Because you know what it's become? It's like where you have insurance, but then you get sick and you still have to do a Kickstarter. How many people have you given money to recently? Like individual, like
none.
The weird thing is that you used to do benefits for cancer, benefits for, you know, whatever.
Lyme disease.
Lyme disease or diabetes or whatever. But now you do it for the actual person.
What is this dog barking?
I don't know, there's but I'm doing a good speech right now, and it's being fucked up by the dog.
Hey, come here. Come here. You're a good watchdog. You bark last night. Good girl. Good girl.
She wakes me up like 10 times a night barking. And if there was somebody in the in the house,
good girl,
wouldn't matter because I'd just be like, shut up.
Good girl.
And then go back to sleep.
Good girl. You're so good.
All right, get down. Good girl.
And you peed on the mat.
Yes, I did.
Oh, same joke twice.
I keep doing it all throughout the podcast. Bonnie peed on the rug. Boop, boop, boop. We should call, remember, I always think of a title during and then I forget it by the end. So Bonnie peed on the pad.
No, just call it peed on the rug.
Bonnie peed on the rug, yeah. So I'd already forgotten it.
How would you spell peed? P-E-E apostrophe D?
No, I'd just go P-E-E-D.
P-E-D?
P-E-E-D.
No.
Yes.
It's peed.
I mean, probably technically, but...
Okay, so anyhow, that's what we're up against with buying this house. We got to hold two mortgages for...
We've gone from vocab to real estate to vocab, but now we're back to real estate.
Yes, yes, because I'm going to put an offer in today. But I don't want to move...
Oh, we did a little healthcare in there, too.
Yeah, we do healthcare.
Internet care, healthcare.
You know what I'm getting so sick of?
What, darling? Should I just ask you just periodically, like, how to spell a word?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you do ask me sometimes to spell, like, you're like, how do you spell that? You're like, really? You don't know how to spell? Is it C-H or T-H?
Hold on, what are you barking at? There's no one out there.
She hears the wind. The wind, really.
She doesn't like it. Dog. Look at she.
Yeah,
she looks like the dog on the Monopoly board.
Yeah,
or Toto from Wizard of Oz.
She's so cute.
She's very cute, but she pisses everywhere.
All right. Well, I mean,
what? Why don't you train her? No, you train her. It's your dog. You're the one who got her. I got her.
You got her.
Yeah. So I got her. You train her. No, I bought the goddamn. What do you call that cage? What do you call that?
Like dog cage.
You know, if we get a new house, where's she going to piss? She's not going to be allowed to run free around that big house.
No. What do you mean? She can't go in any room she wants?
We keep her in the basement. No. It's a gigantic basement. It's got to be refinished. That's 10 grand right there.
More than that.
No. How do you even know? You don't know anything.
I know a lot because I listen to Real Estate Now on the radio.
It was Real Estate Today.
Real Estate Today. I listen. And I'm a big, long-time listener, no-time caller.
No, first of all, they weren't talking about remodeling basements. That was on Remodel Tomorrow. That was another show.
Oh, my God. Verbal gymnastics. This guy won't stop. He heard today. He said tomorrow. Ba-boom, ba-boom.
All right, so let's talk about some. Let's talk about Westworld for a few.
Oh, that's our new thing now. Is we're going to review
movies and TV shows.
Movies and TV shows. I was against it initially, but you know what? I give up after the election. I just gave up. Just do whatever you want. Listen to whatever you want. I don't care anymore.
Here's the problem with Westworld.
What is it?
It's turning into Lost.
Oh my God!
I said that.
Oh,
in my head.
My God.
I knew that. I said that before you even said. I thought that before
my
you
went. God.
What?
But you, like, it'd be one thing if you kind of gave me a look, like I know you said it, but I'm
no,
saying it now.
No, I was
but you
that.
Fully
I,
looked at me like
said,
this was my soul.
No,
unique
I said it last
idea.
Week. I said it last week.
No,
you just
didn't.
Weren't listening.
No.
Yes, you never listened.
I don't care. I don't need to have ownership of that statement.
It's I said it.
It was the look after of like. No acknowledgement.
It is. It's turning into Lost. You know, it's getting too out of control.
You know, they're not gonna clean everything up.
What do you mean? By well,
because they're going to be like, at the end of it, you won't know which world is West. It'll be like, is Westworld the real world and this one not? Which one is the thing and who's a robot and who's not? And you'll never know the truth. And then it'll all be a dream. It'll be like a snow globe at the end where somebody just shakes it all up or something.
That's a Twilight Zone type of ending.
Yeah.
Well, it'll go another season.
Stop it. Stop it. I can't take it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I yelled, baby.
Huh? Why do you
Allie, enough.
Stop barking.
Come here.
Come out. Just
she
hold her.
To play.
No, she's standing by a window barking. That's not some a dog that wants to play.
Oh, look at her. She's like,
yeah, she wants to play now to get her mind off the barking. I can't wait till we get this. If we get this house, I'm getting a shepherd.
What, just to like watch over you while you sleep?
No.
A German shepherd.
Yeah, what do you think?
I was making a joke, like a shepherd, like
that would be for
in like Jesus times, like a sheep shepherd.
I didn't know that was her nipple. I'm lucky I didn't cut it off.
Oh,
I thought it was a tick.
Whoa, Rich.
What?
Oh my God! You're like, I hate to say it, but you're like a retarded boy.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, God.
You sure that's her nipple? That little
oh,
thing?
Oh, Rich.
No.
Stop.
It looked like a tick.
It is.
No.
Oh God.
Well, I swear to God, when I was young, my dog
of mice and men.
When my dog Frisky, when
you're
I was
not
a kid,
allowed to hug her anymore.
When my dog Frisky,
Rich, oh my God,
this is true. I swear to God.
When
my dog Frisky, I was young.
Has God just given up on survival of the fittest? Is he just fucking?
My dog Frisky.
Whoever.
Let me tell you about Frisky.
Whoever can make it can make it.
When Frisky got excited and that red thing came out, I was going to cut that off. I was going to cut off my dog's boner. I didn't know what the red thing was when I was. But I was young.
Yes, and you've not changed one bit. I feel guilty all the times I've had sex with you now.
I like scissors. I like using scissors.
I'm a pedophile. I'm having sex with a mentally disabled child.
No. It looked like a tick. There was like blood around it, wasn't there?
Yeah, she'd obviously like poked it or cut it on something. It had a little tiny.
Oh, she only has one little nipple.
No, if you look at her stomach, she has that one. Just it shows up because it's red and it. Has
no, look at it. It looks like a bug. Do you know what one I'm talking about?
I want you to think about all the things that were said during this conversation, how I described it exactly, how I knew precisely what you were talking about. Now ask me again right now. Oh, do you know what I'm talking about? Use your fucking clues in this conversation.
I got my clues. What's wrong with you?
I'm honestly sitting here trying to determine if you're mentally handicapped or not. And my past is reeling before my eyes. All everything's making sense now.
You're sitting with a fucking hat like Dopey or
whatever, and I'm still clearly like a million times
what?
More with it than you.
What? Stop barking. You can't do a podcast with a dog in the background barking the whole time. Oh, yeah. Not close. Yeah, close the curtain. Ha, huh? Now you have nothing to bark at. Yeah, there you go. Come here. Then you go to pick her up and she runs away from you.
Because she wants to play.
Look at her. If you weren't so... She's very cute. This dog is very cute. But she's been a burden. Very expensive. Every time I take her to the vet... I pay, you know, a lot of money, and it's going to cost $500 to get her spayed.
I don't believe it's spayed.
Neutered?
I think it's spayed.
Fixed.
You just say spayed.
Yeah.
Because they always say, like, get your dog spayed or neutered. They don't say, get your dog spayed or neutered.
Okay, well, it's going to cost $500.
And I don't know the difference between spayed or neutered. I don't know.
I don't think there is a difference.
Well, why would they say both then?
Huh?
Why is it always both? They would just pick one.
Okay, well, I don't know.
It must be different.
No.
Neutered may be the boys and spayed might be the girls.
That's probably what it is. That's what I think it is.
I've talked it through. I'm going to go my C, final answer. Dun, dun, dun.
She's been eating, though. She never likes the treats I get her, though. I didn't realize.
You got her diet treats.
I didn't realize. I just saw it. I didn't read the package. I just saw treats. You know, I get her
treats. Puppy you got. You're trying to, you're starting her on such a road of anorexia.
She's been eating good lately. Pooping like a mate. Three poops last night. Two in, what?
Do we really, like, how much does this podcast have to be about how much our dog pisses and poops?
You're right. No more. No more. But people go through what we go through. And that's why
then they don't need to fucking hear it. You just go, well, this is what you could do. And I swear, and then have the rest of the podcast on something else. You know what it's like having a puppy. And then you go on with something more interesting.
Well, it's going to grow into a dog doing the same thing, into a full-grown dog, even though it's a puppy. Now, we're, you know.
Well, when the time comes, then you say, you know, when you never completely trained your puppy. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And then you go on.
All right, go ahead. You have any topics?
I have a ton of topics, but it's
well,
like,
bring one up and start talking. What's your favorite?
Thinking the other day.
I thought we were supposed to review movies and TV shows.
Oh, go ahead. Review your Westworld.
I think it's turning into...
That's the only reason you wanted to do that? To say the one thing that I said to you?
No, we've seen a lot of movies lately.
We watched a movie last night.
It wasn't bad.
Who was starring in it?
Idris Elba.
Nice.
I know him.
Yes, because he used to be a doorman at the...
No, manager, nighttime manager.
Oh, nighttime
floor
manager.
Floor manager at Caroline's.
If he's saw a good actor. He's great.
He's a very good actor. He was in The Wire.
Oh, that's right.
He was
right.
Stringer Bell in
that's
The Wire.
Right.
He was the second main guy, you know. In
yeah, he's good. So that wasn't a terrible
movie. So I took
movie.
Him on. That's why... But I'm surprised he did that movie that we watched last night. He's too big for that kind of movie.
That was a big movie. I don't understand.
It wasn't
understand.
A big... There was no other stars in it.
No, and it was, you know,
filmed in
international.
I guess it was filmed in Paris. I mean,
well, maybe he's more concerned about content. He wanted a good movie.
Yeah, but a movie like that will never go to the theater. They know that, right?
That's so I love that you just
have you seen
that? Yeah. You just went from thinking like a nipple was a tick to telling everyone how the movie business works.
Yes.
Like, I mean, you just nothing ever stops you from being like, I know nothing about this, but let me, like, you'll just say something like that, like, you know, that movie's never going to go to the theater. It's probably in the theaters right now.
No, where? Have you seen it anywhere?
When's the last time you fucking looked up movies at a theater?
Last week.
Rich.
That movie is not a movie that would go into a theater.
It is. And I bet you it's an international movie because there's a lot of subtitles. So it's probably like in theaters. It probably does very well in, you know, overseas.
Well.
Let's all hear what Rich Voss has to say about the... I mean,
it was a good movie.
But don't you ever think like, I bet somebody's listening that actually knows, and I'm about to say something.
Yeah, they agree with me because I know a lot about a lot of things. I know a lot about different things. I know when I watch a movie.
This movie had to have been like $15 million movie or $10 and $15 million, and you're like, that's the, you know, why is he doing these little tiny?
Yeah, for
it's
him,
never gonna be in the theater.
Yeah, for him, he's...
It's probably like $22 million. It's probably 25. I don't know how much it is.
No, his last movie His last movie, which he should have been nominated for an Oscar, was great.
Beasts of...
Yeah, something. Of a Nation or something.
Netflix. Yeah, that was good.
That was a good movie. He's a big actor, in my opinion. He's an A-list actor to me.
Why do you have to say it's in your opinion and to me?
Well, because... I just think he's like an A-list. He's like an A. No, I'm friends with him. He's an A-list actor.
Would he know who you are?
Easily, if he saw me. I met him a million times. Talked to him a million times. You know, just because you get famous don't mean you forget your past. You know, I know a lot of. I still know comics I used to work with.
I can't stop thinking that you're mentally.
I'm not mentally.
And he just stops and is like, "Hey, little Rich Voss."
I still got to work out today. You know.
Oh my god, you are. You might be on the spectrum somewhere.
Quit picking your nails.
Listen, I only have one left.
Stop it, it's gross. And what's that hat stand for? Is that a MySpace? It looks like a MySpace or some kind of. What's that face on your hat?
I don't know. I just bought it like that. I don't think it's a logo.
And I'm sick of these fucking Did you see this one thing on the internet? Some restaurant rented out their room. They didn't know, but it was like some Nazi or whatever party, and this, that, what was her name? Tequila something, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I saw some of that stuff.
Giving a Nazi salute. You know what? Go fuck yourself. You don't know anything about anything.
She's actually really bright. I'm just kidding.
Ugh. So sick of these, all this bullshit. Everything just grosses me out. The whole fucking...
Is this the movie review still?
Oh, yeah, let's get back. So that wasn't a bad movie. What was it called?
I don't remember the name of it. Take Two or Take Off.
Yeah, something like that. Then we watched The Night Before, which was sad and depressing, Cardboard Boxer.
Yeah, that was less good.
Quit picking your nails.
I'm sorry.
Cardboard
Boxer.
Too
much melodrama, and then the end was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. No, how do they come up with these endings? They write a movie and they go, we don't have an ending. Do this. Let's get the fuck out of here. Because they want to go have dinner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because they want to have dinner.
They want to have dinner, so they write the ending real quick, or they want to go home mm-hmm. for the weekend.
Yeah.
So they go, what are we going to do? I don't know. Just let's get the fuck out of the office. So yeah. They write the ending.
Right.
And they send it in and they film it. And it was okay. It wasn't great. That guy's a good actor, too, though. The guy that was the lead in that. He was in, what, Sideways or mm-hmm. Closer or one of those movies back then fell off the map. You don't see these people.
I've seen him in some, he does tons of independent movies.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Thomas Hayden Church. Oh, he's on, on Divorce. He's the guy on Divorce on HBO show.
Oh, that's
show.
Him?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Not 100%, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, he's good. He was
one of those people is Thomas Hayden Church and might be both.
Then we watched a movie last week where the guy thought he was Quentin Tarantino, the director.
Oh, how'd you come to that conclusion?
I watched a movie and I said to you, I go, look, he's blowing heads off. He's doing this. He's doing
that. I said it to you. Are you joking now?
But I said, you said that, Quentin Tarantino. But I said, yeah, I agreed.
Oh.
Because... Like you didn't even see the part.
I didn't
where,
realize like you were you taking so much part, of what I say.
You didn't see the part where he blew the guy's head off with a shotgun.
Yeah, I stopped watching it.
Okay, so in the end, like he was trying to be like Quentin. I met Quentin Tarantino. I did radio with him, so I call him Quentin. I sat next to him. He came in to Opie one day. Opie and Jim, when Opie and Jim were together, and I did, you know, I was here with, you know who else?
He gave me a foot massage once.
Who?
Quentin.
Where?
What do you mean, on my foot?
When?
A couple years ago.
No, he didn't.
No, I'm just joking, but I have heard that he has a foot fetish.
And I also did radio with J.J. Abrams. A lot of big directors know me.
Yeah, well, you haven't made a great impression.
Why?
You're not in any of their movies or projects.
I turn them down. You don't know the stuff I turn down.
Oh, right.
I'm doing a little roll this weekend.
Okay, I'm getting a little, I'm fading.
I know, we're at 31 minutes. We got 14 more minutes to make it a 45-minute podcast.
Well, what I was going to discuss
go ahead.
Is, and have you ever thought about this, is like, because I think about it sometimes, like, what if you put a kid in camera in here and then left Raina for 2 days? Like, what would she do?
Well,
would she be able to survive?
We'd go to jail.
No, but I'm just saying, like, would our child doesn't know how to make a sandwich. Do you
yes.
know what I mean? Would she survive?
Uh-oh.
Oh, who's that? One of Raina's friends. Because Raina doesn't have a phone, so they have to physically come here.
And knock on the door, is Raina home? I used to do that when I was a kid, is so-and-so home?
Yeah.
But, oh, well, we had home phones, too. But that dog knew she was coming. That's a good, she's a good watchdog. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, brother.
And you'd have to put hidden cameras in every room, not one hidden camera. You have to put one in every room.
Well, that's not the point. The point is that, like, I wonder if Raina would be able to survive on her own
easily.
For any amount of time. Let's say we put her on a plane and she got off in the wrong... I saw this story yesterday or the day before. So they put a kid on a plane and then, you know, they have these programs that planes will take care of your kid, like from, you know, gate to gate and all that. And they put the kid on the wrong plane. And when the mom came to JFK to get her kid, they gave her a different kid. And her kid had gone to Boston.
What?
Yeah. So I was thinking, like, what would Raina, like, would she be able to survive on her own for any length of time?
She'd go find a cop. I would hope.
Yeah.
She knows our phone number.
Right. These are things she could do. But then, like, let's say we're dead and our phones, we're not answering our phones. We're in a ravine somewhere.
In a ravine?
Yeah. Oh. Now what? Now what does she do?
What do we do? We're in a fucking ravine.
We're dead. We're dead.
We're dead?
Huh. Yeah.
Oh, she's on her own.
Well, how long would she take her?
To find out we're dead?
No, she would just perish.
No, she'd probably go live with Jessica or Andrea.
My sister's name is Andrea.
I call her Andrea now. I like Andrea better. I would hope she didn't live with Aunt Nancy.
Why?
She's too strict and, you know, ugh.
Like, let's say Raina wakes up one day in here. The door's locked. She can't get out. We're not here. Now, she's got to survive in here for 1 month.
A month?
Yeah, well, could she do it?
No, neither could you.
Well, I easily could.
Yeah, really?
I'd be in heaven.
Please, you'd run the first night you ran out of snacks, you wouldn't know what to do.
I know where all the snacks are. I know it. I got a ton of seaweed snacks in there. I would be fine.
You think you have a month full of snacks?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. I might have to start eating meat.
All right. So what else? So what do you want me to respond?
Nope. That was good. That was it.
Can our daughter survive? I'm sure. Didn't they have a reality show like Kids Surviving somewhere?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they did. I don't know. I'm getting tired.
Go ahead.
Just this. Right now, I'm just tired.
Really? You can't? The thing that you love most, more than anything in the world, you can't buck up for a few minutes have a strong finish?
Talking?
Yes, you love having a microphone in front of you. You have an audience right now, Rich. You can say anything you want.
Oh.
Okay. All right. That sparked something in him.
This is unbelievable.
Holding his chest now.
How people think. So me and Bonnie were driving to the city for the last week, and I go, on my next CD, I'm going to start my new CD.
Oh, my God. This is the awe moment.
Well, I just want to say how my new CD, I was going to start it off with.
Next time I'm going to write down on a piece of paper what I think it's going to be, what you're going to. The one, here is your platform. What will it be? And no. I would have written down something about one of his CDs.
No. My next CD.
Oh, my God. How many fucking CDs do we have to lately? It's like, because we had to listen to the one before this last one a lot, talk about it. Then you had five come out, and you had to talk about that
it's
one.
It's fucking
And every... you're already talking about the next one? Like, give us a fucking break on the CD talk.
I want to make a new one, but...
Okay, great. Then guess
I
what?
Started.
Now is a period of silence until it's done.
I'm going to do a crowd work CD. Better than anybody's.
I mean, that's hard to say.
I can't believe I didn't fucking tape the other night. I asked this lady in the audience what she did, and she owned a plumbing business.
Mm-hmm.
A plumbing company. She owned it. And I talked to her throughout the night. Then I said, yeah, we're looking to buy a house. I'm going to put in a new septic tank. And she said, what kind? I go, I don't know. The one kind of holds shit, you know, not the ones that fucking mermaids swim in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I said to her, how do you own a plumbing company and ask that question? What kind of septic?
Well, maybe she wants to know, like, what brand you're going with.
No.
Maybe have you done any research on it?
Then I said, someone left you the plumbing company. You inherited. She goes, well, my grandparents gave it to me. I go, you know, they had like a dollar bet, like fucking Mortimer.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone get that reference?
Yeah. Two people laughed at Mortimer. Oh. The club owner and one other person, some old guy in the audience. But And then, you know, the whatever the crowd work. But that's the kind of crowd
was
work.
Was this though the story that is like supposed to inspire people to go buy your next
what I'm
crowd work CD where you're like only two people laughed at that one, but it's gonna be better than anyone's ever in the whole world.
I didn't tape that night, but what I'm saying is, I
know, well, yes, thank God. It doesn't sound great.
It was very funny, very funny. No more than two people. What I'm saying is, crowd work, you can't force it. It's got to come naturally, like you know.
All right.
Wait, what was
Wrap
I talking
it up.
About? What was I talking about? I'll tell you. So on my next CD, not the crowd work one, just a regular one, which I'm going to work on too. Mm-hmm. You know, as I'm doing crowd work, I'm going to write, you know, a new hour, obviously. Mm-hmm. At some, you know, I'm putting it together now, a new hour, but that takes time. I don't, you know, it comes to me. So I go on my new, on my other CD, not the crowd work one, on my, you know, on the next real CD. I wanted to start it off with, here's things you won't hear from my show. Like, and, you know, we just a bunch
cliches.
Of, yeah, that comics say like, hey, you're going to get this, you know.
Oh, when you're driving home tonight.
When you're driving home, oh, you'll be telling this at work tomorrow. Or, yeah. You know, hey, folks, hold on.
Not for everyone.
Not for, enjoy the ride. You know, these are things I've never said and never
it's
will.
It's going to get a lot worse, folks.
Yes. Over your head, huh? When I'm, you know, hey, you know, anyhow, so there's a million of them.
Yeah.
I go, I'm going to start writing these down, and that's how I'll open with my new CD. Then on Facebook, you said you saw this.
Side splitter.
Someone wrote, what, like 100 of them?
Yeah.
What was it? Because I didn't read it, but yet, what was it?
Well, I'm not doing your homework for you and then talking about it for you.
Well, you're the one who
sent it
to me.
You want to fucking bring it up. Yeah, so read it, and you want to talk about it? You brought it up.
Well, someone else already wrote it down on Twitter. What was the title?
They didn't write it down on Twitter. They wrote it on an article for Splitsider magazine. Mm-hmm. Someone then read the article on Splitsider magazine and said, oh, this is pretty interesting, and they put it onto Facebook. I now, traveling through Facebook, see that article. Oh, this is what Rich wanted to do. I tell you, and then you're like, what is it? Where is it? How is it? I texted the link to your phone, which then you were like immediately, who's texting me this late? Like, I just unbelievable that we're having the conversation and you're still like, what the? I'm going to send this to you. Bing, bing. Who's texting me?
No, first, I didn't hear you say you were going to send it to me.
And then, now.
I didn't read it.
And so then, yes. So, of course, you didn't read it. And now you're like, well, let me tell you what I was going to do. But somebody already did something
yeah, so
I know nothing about because I didn't. So.
Same idea. But they beat me to it. That's all I'm saying. They beat me to it.
Well, you don't even know for sure. What if I didn't even like. What if they're like. It's just. Some other kind of sayings.
No, because you told me I couldn't do my idea.
I didn't say that. I said, look.
Well, what is
here's
it?
Here's your idea. I said,
well, here's my idea.
You can't do it, but it means you're on the right track. You know.
I'm on the right track. Maybe that person's on the right track.
Well, whatever.
Okay. Well, then I want to move on to another story that's going to make you guys go, I can't believe you're still married to her.
Really? What?
How would you put up with this? That she tried to kill you and poison you.
Oh, my God. The hummus?
Yes, the hummus. Let me explain something to you, the difference between Bonnie and I. Okay.
I want him dead.
Here's the difference. Quit picking at stuff and biting your face
I'm
and
just,
nails.
No,
it's
I'm
gross.
Just taking off this one tiny...
Well, do it after the podcast. Nobody wants to see
you biting.
And
one little tiny piece
then
of...
Then do it later. Save it. Bonnie read on Facebook... That stop picking your nail.
I'm not doing it.
I swear to God, I'll click and I'll
stop.
Do everything. I'll
stop.
Do it. Look.
Look. Okay, I'm done.
On Facebook, that there's a recall on hummus. Read it on Facebook.
Now, did I read it on Facebook?
You said you saw it on Facebook.
Yes, I know, but this is the whole issue the world is having right now with fake news, which drives me crazy. It's like they're blaming Facebook. It's not Facebook. People are putting articles on Facebook. So you don't say. So it would help, I think, for people to not say like, oh, I read this on Facebook. Look
That's
at the article.
That's what you told me you saw it.
I know, but you used to do this read fake stories and think they were true. And I'd say, you have to look at the source. Yeah. Look at the source. Is that a reliable source? Sometimes you don't know for sure if it's a reliable source or not. And so you kind of put that to the back of your head as like, might not be true. Then maybe some other reliable source, TMZ or something, which I can't believe the other day I cross-referenced something with TMZ and I was like, oh, it is true. Like TMZ. That's how far we've got.
Okay, well, just watch how Bonnie twists.
I read an article.
Oh. Okay, well,
someone had posted on Facebook.
She read an article. Sorry, I didn't say article.
No, I'm just saying.
Like, I get it that you read.
You don't get. I don't think you do get it.
You keep acting like
you always go. Where did you see it? Facebook, and then you make some decision whether it's real or not. Whether it's on Facebook or not doesn't have anything to do with whether it's real or not.
No one would post that as a fake story on Facebook. That's not a real fake story. Okay. So Bonnie read an article on Facebook, an article that could have... If you bite your fucking nail one more time, I'm going to punch you in the fucking head.
Look, you don't even need to... I saw that can I tell hummus the truth? Anyway. Was recalled.
Yes.
And it was a voluntary recall, and I'd already eaten a ton of it.
No, listen.
And
here's the thing.
I went and looked at the date, and yes, it was the recalled hummus, but so, I didn't feel sick, and you were gone, and I was going to take it out of the fridge. Yes, you were. I can't remember, because I took it out of the fridge, and then I was like, I didn't want hummus just sitting on rotting on my counter.
Oh, here's what I would
so
do.
So I put it back in the fridge and I said, I'll tell him in the morning. But then in the morning came and went and I forgot to tell
that's
you.
What I mean.
Then
hummus
that night
all day.
I said, oh, the don't eat the hummus. It's been recalled. And then you lost your mind.
Yeah, because I've been eating it all day. That's what I lived on that day was hummus. Here's the difference between Bonnie and I. If I see there's a hummus recall and we have that hummus, I'm going to go downstairs right when I see it. Take the hummus out, or at least put a note on it. Don't eat. If I wanted to return it to the supermarket, put a note on it. Hey, don't eat this. You could get sick. But Bonnie, who everything, you know, escapes her, or she's in her own private Idaho. Who brought that back?
That's his most current reference.
decides, hey, you know what? It's not that important that there's a hummus recall. Knowing I have a weak stomach. I have a bad, bad stomach throughout history.
Oh, but, throughout history?
Yes, throughout my stomach's history. And, okay, so she doesn't tell me. But that's okay. That's okay. Now I have to fend for myself when it comes to certain
things. Let you keep the money from the hummus.
No, I bought other stuff. Then I brought it back to the supermarket, the wrong one, but they gave me the money back. $5, whatever, and I bought other stuff. And I was talking about a bad stomach, and the lady behind the counter had a worse stomach because she had some of her stomach cut
out.
Who's
just talking about their bad stomach in line by themselves? I mean,
I was talking to the lady.
Is this why you go to Walmart to talk to people?
No.
It's unbelievable to me. I just...
Well, we were talking about stomach.
You're always talking to anybody. Oh, my God. I know exactly. If I see some old lady behind the counter... So anybody who looks like they spent a little time on a motorcycle, Rich will fucking talk to. Or he'll talk to black people about sneakers. He's like, that racist will just walk out to a black person and be like, no. You like these sneakers?
No.
Yes.
I just returned a pair, but are you going to see the ones that are coming out Monday? Oh, nice.
All right. Well, I got to go.
Well,
you guys have been a lot of fun.
No, we're not done yet. We got a few minutes.
There's no crying in podcasting. Now, what was the name of the thing? Oh, Bonnie Pees on the Rug.
I put an apostrophe.
What?
P-E-E apostrophe S.
Go ahead, write it however the fuck you want.
Or I could put P-E-A and trick people. Bonnie P's like,
oh boy.
Vegetable.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Wow. You don't twist with people's minds like that. Come on now. Oh man. No, I'm not. Stop pointing. I'm not doing it. All right, thanks.
No.
I got to go. I got to go pick up Raina from after
that. What, it's only 3 o'clock. Oh, I got to go back to the golf store. God damn
Oh, my
it.
God. Raina's teacher yesterday in the parent-teacher conference was like, I almost came and saw you do stand-up at the Stress Factory.
Tonight where you bombed? Not
yes.
Bombed, where you hated the crowd. You don't bomb. You're too good to bomb.
No, listen. I'm on a fucking full-blown bombing streak.
No,
I'm on a people yelling out at me. Just the world being like, you're not good enough.
That's not true.
It's a pretty, It's a pretty hard message to ignore.
Is her teacher old or young?
But yeah, I would have been embarrassed if she had been there.
Is she old or young?
She's, you know, mid, like maybe like 30, between 36 and 42.
Is she hot or?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why didn't I?
She works out. You can totally tell. She's got the cutest.
Married?
Yes. Two or three kids. Oh, three kids.
Oh.
She's like overachiever.
Oh. Did she bring up my name?
Did not ask at all about you.
She has to know who I am if she knows who you are, right?
Well, she goes, Raina has a great sense of humor. I wonder why. And I was like, can't think of a reason. Anyway, how is she doing in social studies?
Raina got
so awkward. Does everyone feel awkward in that situation? You're Raina like talking about your kid.
Raina got all threes, which is A's. All A's on her.
Yeah, she did very well.
We have a bright kid, and Bonnie was, could she survive in a house?
But that's the thing. She's smart, but she's got zero skills.
I wonder where she gets that from.
If she needed to do something, like if she needed to use the washer and dryer, she'd have to like Google like, you know, a YouTube video on how to use the washer.
What do you think she would do if she read about the hummus?
Yeah, she would. I don't know why I didn't just throw it out.
Yeah.
Why didn't I just throw it out? Because I was like, wanted that fucking, I paid $6 for that thing.
Whoa.
I got the family size. So.
All right. Listen, this is starting to bum me out. This weekend, I'll be in Providence, Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection. And if you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com, go behind the wall, sign up. It's only $2. We want to buy a
paid
house.
Paid for by Mexico.
What did you say?
Nothing.
What did you say?
I said paid for by Mexico.
I don't get it.
The wall.
Oh, go behind the wall. Oh, that was good. That was a good one.
No, I thought about it 1,000 times through when you're saying, and I was like, it's,
you got a hair going
cheesy.
Out of, is that hair coming off your head or going out of the side of your face?
I don't have a hair growing out the side of my face.
And also on Westworld, when he picks up the one hair off the bed, really? Anyhow, listen, that's it. Support comedy throughout your community. And, we'll see you later. Bye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smug. Totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.